And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This is our Legend Show, sponsored by Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards. Our special guest today is Eileen Huntington, Chief Executive Officer for the Huntington Learning Center. Back in 1977, her husband Ray and Eileen founded the Huntington Learning Center Company, and it came out of witnessing struggling students firsthand. And what they did was they were offering individualized supplemental instruction to students K through 12 to help close the skill gaps. And now, 40 years later, there are over 300 Huntington Learning Centers across 41 states. Eileen, we're so glad to have you on our show. Welcome to our Legends program.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be on your show, and thanks for that question. You know, if I look about my career journey, I put myself through college, and I was the first in my family to go to college, and I decided to become a high school teacher. Now, this is back in the 1970s. I taught in the Bronx, where I grew up, and after the Bronx, moved to New Jersey, to central New Jersey, to a wonderful little town called Bound Brook, New Jersey. And I taught history there for a number of years. And while I was at Bound Brook, I got my master's degree and 30 credits towards my doctorate, and always thought I'd be a teacher. I was a tenured teacher at the time of starting Huntington. And when I did start Huntington, I was in my 20s. And decided that, I saw in the classroom, Rick, that kids were really having difficulty with reading and, you know, talking to math teachers in the teaching room, the teachers' meeting room. We're also having trouble with math. So I saw a need for tutoring, and I saw this as a problem and decided to start a tutoring business. So we saw, you know, in looking at it as a career, you know, saw a problem and then turned it into a scalable and profitable enterprise, Huntington Learning Center. And it really is just amazing to think that that happened. You know, when you start out, you have a passion for what you do, but you don't realize how this can turn into a business and, quite frankly, the education industry, because nobody really thought that tutoring could be a scalable business back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that you had at the beginning as well, at least what we've heard from legendary stories, is that you looked at students that had these skill deficiencies, but they may have also had a lack of self-confidence to perform as students and even to perform as functioning citizens. So it was, you saw something greater in that, let's call it the I can channel, and of self-confidence and reaching one's full potential. Share a little bit about that from your perspective.
I think you're right. You're right on it, Rick. You know, one of the key things is when you're missing the skills and can't do the job, you don't have confidence. You say, I can't do it. And you live in the I can't realm of life. Mm-hmm. Once you get those skills and all of a sudden I can read this textbook, once I can do this math, then you get the confidence. So first comes the skills. And we say this all the time to folks, to parents, and to students. Then comes the confidence. Once somebody feels confident and sees that they can do it, guess what? They have motivation to do it. And we have seen so many students who have come to us and said, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to get out of high school. I don't know if I'm ever going to go to college. And they've achieved both, and in cases have even gotten scholarships to college, because once you turn around the skills, you do get that I can do it. And that's what we're about. We're about I can. So we do give at Huntington, we work with students from kindergarten through grade 12 and tutoring in reading, math, study skills, and writing. and then in exam prep, where we work with students on SAT and ACT, we give those kids the skills, they get the confidence, motivation, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
It must be. We think that you're doing something, accomplishing something a whole lot greater as well, and that is creating the next generation of mentors, and that if they take what they've learned from Huntington's and then they become parents themselves, that don't you think that you're coaching the next set of the next generation of parents?
Absolutely, Rick. I think not only are we coaching the next generation of parents, we're coaching the present generation of parents also. And, you know, how do I deal with my child? How do I go about this? And we really look at it as, you know, a three-legged stool. It's Huntington, it's the parent, and we deal also with the teachers in the school system, because they have a tough job. And, you know, whatever help we can be, we work at that. But definitely when these students see that they are confident, you go through life being confident and being able to have skills, of course you're going to become a better parent and a better citizen. And that's what we need.
That's exactly what we need. We're interested in finding out a little bit more about your franchises, because there are a lot of young entrepreneurs that listen to our program. Would you share with them a little bit about why they should consider Huntington Learning Center as a possible enterprise opportunity for themselves?
Certainly, certainly. I think as a young entrepreneur, there's so many opportunities out there, but one of the key things that we have as a business is we make a difference. Okay? We make a difference. And I think when you see that you make a difference, and also you can make a living at making a difference. You know, when we started back in 1977, as I said, I was in my 20s, and, you know, I quit my job as a tenured teacher. And, you know, I know young entrepreneurs looking at that, they may end up being a job or going through a transition. My friends and family thought I was crazy. They were saying, you have a stable job. My parents were parents from the era of the Depression, and they were like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we knew by that first summer, we opened in June, the end of the summer, we knew we had we thought we had a business, okay? You know, you're never sure at that point. And, you know, when you're a young person starting out, you know, you have to say, look, you can fail. And I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing that I might regret is not trying. And I think Jeff Bezos says that. And it's really trying. The nice thing about Huntington is we have a proven system for someone. So we know how to get someone in business. We have over 300 tutoring and test prep centers in 41 states. So we really can help people get into business. And Huntington generates 46% more revenue than our closest competition. I think for a young entrepreneur starting out, knowing that they're going to invest their future in this and see that, wow, we can get results and we can make a difference is incredible. I know at this point in time, we've been very fortunate that we also have our daughter who is now in the business with us. So we have the second generation at Huntington. I also think for young entrepreneurs looking at this, we have a great management team. And, you know, looking at our management team and what we do to have folks, franchisees who come into the system be successful, we understand if the franchisee is successful, we are successful. And we live by that motto.
Well, that makes sense. And with the next generation of Huntingtons taking a leadership role. I would suspect that digital marketing is now at the forefront of your company. And from the IFA, there was so much conversation about the importance of social media and digital media and being at the top of Google search rankings, et cetera. Is your offspring the one who's taking that leadership role when it comes to overseeing digital?
She definitely is a mover in the digital area. And we've made great strides in digital. Recently, we brought in a new chief marketing officer who really has a background and tremendous competency in this area. And we've invested especially in digital. And as you know, at the IFA, that was really a big focus on, as you said, how do you get at the top of the Google results? And we have a fabulous team who is working on that. And we are at those top of the Google searches. So that's a real good thing.
It sure is. Eileen, we want to close today's show and have you give what we would consider a graduation speech to the class of 2018. You can speak to both the young women and young men coming out of college and even high school. And we'd love for you to address the achievement of dreams and why it's important for this next generation to chase their passion and make a difference.
Okay, I think it's critical for somebody to chase their dreams. Going back, I chased a dream. And I chased a dream after I had some experience in the workforce. It wasn't like, okay, right out of college I did this, or right out of high school. And I saw a need. And I think when you have dreams and you have goals, they both come into play. And I think today, the young people today have such fabulous opportunities. And they need to look around and see how they can move forward and achieve those dreams and understand what you do today turns out what you do tomorrow. I never thought that I would be at the International Franchise Association meeting and given the award of Entrepreneur of the Year back when I was in my 20s. And it was just something that was just not even thought about. And yet, the people who have gotten that award in the past, of Bill Marriott of Marriott Hotels, Dave Thomas of Wendy's, Fred DeLuca of Subway, and now it's Eileen Huntington of Huntington Learning Center. I'd say to everyone, you can do it. Have that dream, have that passion. Of course, in life, you're going to have a number of ups and downs. Everything doesn't go on a straight line. And you have to be ready for that. You have to be ready for the failures. And every failure, you learn something from that makes you stronger. And you go on to have tremendous success. So I think the world out there, the opportunities for all of the young entrepreneurs is outstanding. And I think our future in our country and the world is going to be a better place because of all of the opportunities and challenges that these folks are going to face and change the world as we see it today. So I am very, very optimistic about the young people of today. And at Huntington, we have a lot of young people who work for us. And it's really great to see their development, and it's wonderful to be able to mentor them to move in the direction in their careers.
Mm. That was one memorable graduation speech. I really do appreciate that. Eileen, hey, thank you so much for being on. We welcome you back anytime. And for those of you that are considering a franchise, this is the company that we would say truly is making a big difference in culture. So thank you for what you're doing. And by the way, congratulations on convincing the next generation to join your company.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is great. So we thank our special guest, Eileen Huntington, and the Huntington Learning Center. You can go to their website and learn more. HuntingtonHelps.com is also another way to find out about their fantastic company. Or you can call 1-800-CAN-LEARN, C-A-N-LEARN, to hear more about their organization, franchises, or whatever they can do to help you and your student.
Well, thanks again, Eileen, for being on our Legends Show. We really appreciate hearing about your founding vision that's all embodied in your mission statement, which is to give every student the best education possible. We really appreciate you being on. And today's show was brought to you by Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards. Thanks for their sponsorship of this program. As we always say with every show, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, and their hilarious Church Kitchen Lady cards. Church Kitchen Ladies are a bunch of maybe 20 million volunteers across the United States that work in 300,000 churches, and they say stuff like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. They also say, crunch tacos, not abs. And psst, you're crazy is showing, you might want to tuck that back in. And one of our favorites is, life is short, lick the bowl. If you want to find out more about the wonderful Church Kitchen Ladies and join their roundtable, go to gracefully-yours.com today and find out about Church Kitchen Ladies and purchase all the rest of the fine Gracefully Yours greeting cards.